Assuming Kuvav.
I have the middle age Kuvav. Actually, I did. Oh, yeah. About 10 seconds ago.
Assuming Kuvav should be the last pages. Down there, there should be a card shop.
I was taken already.
I'm sorry. Okay, Siman Kuvav is it's a short siman and it introduces a brand new concept.
Thank you.
The concept of Efshel L'Seichta Yasser. That phrase, Efshel L'Seichta Yasser, we're not so familiar with because in actual halacha l'maaseh it has very few applications, but in Lamdis, it's a sugya in the Gemara, it's a machlekes amirayim, and then the Gemara says the machlekes tanoim of Efshel L'Seichta Yasser. I'll try to explain it and. And the two ways to understand Efshel L'Seichta Yasser, which are machlokes, the Torah and the Rashba. The concept of Efshel L'Seichta Yasser says that if you have a piece of meat that was Bileya Isser, it's already Nivla with Isser, it was cooked in a treifa pot. Subsequently, this piece of meat is placed into another pot. Unwittingly, the person that didn't have kavara to be mevaklet, he didn't know. So he took this piece of kosher meat, which has in it either blias of milk or blias of nevela, and he placed it into a second pot. Let's, for simplicity's sake, say it has blias of nevela. Let's say this piece of meat is 5 kazaisim big, and it has in it a blia of a kazayis of treif. And it's treif. Now this piece is put into a second very big pot, and that pot has shishim against the kazayis of Isser. There's only a kazayis of Isser in this piece. And okay, 1 second. And this piece now gets placed into a second pot. And that pot does have shishim against the Isser. The question is, if, and we'll start with the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber does not hold, we say, chaticha nas nevela by shari sur. So if I put this piece into a second pot, and there, it cooks. It can't answer the contents of the second pot because the pot has 60 against the Isser. Does that piece of meat become heter? There's a mandiyamar efsher l'seichtai mutter, that it's possible to squeeze the Isser out of this piece, and that piece itself becomes mutter. And we paskin efsher l'seichtai is aser. That once the piece is aser, it stays aser forever. You can't take a piece of meat and kasher it. We'll see soon the expression that Beis Yosef is ein hagala la'ichlin. You can't kasher food. You can kasher kelim. You can't kasher a piece of food. If the piece of food is belaya iser, and you put it into a second pot, then it doesn't become kasher. That is the aside of Efshel L'Seichtai being awesome. Now, the question that's immediately asked is that this concept sounds strangely similar to the concept of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Chaticha Nas Nevela means that if I have a kazayis of Isser in a piece of heter that's 5 kazayisim big, that the whole 5 kazayisim become Isser. So if the whole 5 kazaisim become Isser, so obviously, Efshel L'Seichta Yasser. Even if I take it out, it remains Yasser. If your whole chaticha is not Nas Nevela, that means that the 5 kazaisim of Heter remain Heter, then it should be Efshel L'Seichta Mutter. Then if I take out the Isser, it should be Mutter. L'chaira, there's a similarity between the rule of chaticha Nas Nevela and the rule in the Gemara of Efshel L'Seichta Yasser. So for this, there are two shitas in the Rishayim. And the two shitas say as follows. Now before I get to the two shitas, I just want to explain that either way, the phrase Chaticha Nasa Nevela is used when you're talking about the other pieces in the pot. I have this one piece, the 5 kazaisim of Heter, that has a bli of a kazayis. I put it into a pot. Chaticha Nas Nevela means that the rest of the path has to be mevatel the whole five zaysim. It's not enough for the rest of the contents of the path to be mevatel the kazayis of Isser. Taticha das neveva, the whole piece is Isser. And the other things have to be mevatel this whole big piece. That's the expression, nitshishim to mevatel the whole big piece. That's chaticha das neveva. If you don't say chaticha das neveva, if you hold like the Mechaber Shita, that holds that except by Basa Mechalov and by Shari Surim, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevel. That I only Shisha to be Mevatel, the one Kizayis. So, no matter what idea Hezbollah can have, the Chaticha Nas Nevel is an expression that's used when you're talking about other pieces, about the other the rest of the contents of the pot. The expression Efshel Seichdai Oser, Efshel Seichdai Mutter is used. When you're talking about that piece itself, that piece itself doesn't become Mutter. Yeah, Efshel Seichdai Mutter, it becomes Mutter. It doesn't remain Isser, that's Efshel Seichdai Oser. So the expression, no matter which Hezbollah we're going to have, so it shouldn't confuse you when you walk away from the Sugya and you notice Chaticha Das Nevela is Efshel Seichdai Oser. Efshel Seichdai Oser is talking about Oser Chaticha, the piece itself. Chaticha das nevela is nafkamina for everything else in the pot.
Could you say theoretically, if chaticha das nevela is nas nevela and efshel seichdai is mutter?
So that's the question. That is the machlokes rishayim. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you two explanations of efshel seichdai yasa. We paskin efshel seichdai yasa. It is a man yomer that it's mutter, but everyone paskins efshel seichdai is aser. Everyone passes that way, and the Atua, the Torah, and the Rashba ask why. Why? Why can't I kasher a piece of meat? I take a piece of meat, and I know it only has one kazayas of Isser in it, and it's a big piece of meat, but it only has one kazayas of Isser in it. I put it into a chicken soup. All right, no one holds you can do it l'chatchila. But if somebody put it into a chicken soup and there's so much, the bliya went out and it was bottled, why is the piece not mutter? The Torah and the Rashba argue whether this halacha of Efshel Seichdai Oser is a din or a metzias. The Torah maintains that Efshel Seichdai Oser is a din. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and he would tell us the bliyas went out, the bliya spread in the whole shishim, and no one will be able to taste it. It's a din that efshel seichdai is aser, and it'll never be mutter again. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, "What are you talking about? If the isser goes out, of course it's mutter." The Rashba says it's a metzias. The metzias is that we don't know that the bliya went out of a piece. We know it went out some, but we don't know for sure it went out bikulai. And therefore, the Efshel Seichdai Oser, we have a Kabbalah that a pot, there's such a thing as Hagala. You take a spoon, that's Balea Isser, you throw it into bubbling water, we have a Kabbalah that the bliyas all come out. We have no such Kabbalah by food, by Achila. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says in Afkamina between the Rashba and the Torah, is, if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us, I know for sure all the bliyas went out. This food, when you threw it in, all the bliyas went out. The Torah would hold that it's aser, because it's a din, efshel seichdai aser. Once it's aser, it's aser. And the Torah would say, the Rashba would say, no, then it's mutter. The only reason I'm asering is because I don't know if it went out. But if I know it went out, then it would be mutter.
The Rashba said you could give it to a kfeila.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. The concept that we're talking about here is very similar to Issa Davuk. Issa Davuk is a halacha that the Rashba doesn't hold of Issa Davuk generally, but the Ramah holds we hold of Issa Davuk. Issa Davuk means that even if I'm cooking at the same time in the same pot, for the first time it's being cooked, I have a lot of meat, it's a chalent. And I put in a piece of flanken, and I forgot to clear off the chalev on one side. It's chalev. But Baruch Hashem, the shishim in the whole pot, so everything's mutter. Issa Davuk says that the piece of blanket to which the chalav is connected, that is isadavik, it's stuck to it. It's memeher levloya, it's belay amur, and therefore that piece is us. Very similar to the Rashba's idea. That blias don't go out, we can't be sure blias spread totally, and therefore we have to be chayshish that the blias stayed in the original piece. This is the machlaikis between the Tor and the Rashba. Again, the Tor holds it's a din, the Rashba holds it's a mitzias. So the question is, what do we mean by din? Where does this din come from? So the Tor holds that yes, this is totally in the dinim of Chaticha Das Nevela. This is the same din as Chaticha Das Nevela. Chaticha Das Nevela, since the piece became Isser, Memela, it'll never become Mutter again. You can't kasher it. It's a din. Which din? The din that a Chaticha Das Nevela, once a Chaticha Das Nevela, the piece is going to be Isser forever. So like the Tor, if you hold chatichas that nas nevela, you can't hold this chaticha nas nevela. You can't hold asher sechteyas. Once you hold chaticha nas nevela, you hold the peace becomes iser. So now you can hold asher sechteyas. That even if you get everything out of the peace, it's a din that it remains the same. The Rashba says it's a metzias. Has nothing to do with chaticha nas nevela. Whether you do hold of chaticha nas nevela, you don't hold of chaticha nas nevela. There's no difference. Chaticha Das Nevela is one shaila, and Asher Sechta is a totally different shaila. Whatever you hold by Chaticha Das Nevela, this is a question whether when I put a piece that has Blias of Isser, do the Blias come out totally or don't they come out? One thing has nothing to do with the other. This is the machloikis between the Torah and the Rashba. There are two nafkaminis between them. There are many nafkaminis, two nafkaminis between them, a kula and a chumra. The Tor has a kula that he says only if you hold chaticha nas nevela, then you hold efshel sechteyas. But the mechaber who doesn't hold chaticha nas nevela, according to the Tor, he would never hold efshel sechteyas because there's no such din that it becomes iser. So that is a kula in the Tor who holds his tali nas nevela. Mashiach de Rashba who holds that it's not totally in Asa Nevela. And the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber Paschas like the Rashba. So therefore the Beis Yosef does hold Efshel Sechtayas. There's also a Kula. Because if you hold it to Metzias, that we don't know if it spreads evenly, that's only by Yavesh B'Yavesh. If I have a piece of meat that was Belei Yisr, I don't know if it spreads evenly or not. But liquids, we know liquids spread evenly. Everyone knows. You take a coffee and you put in milk and you stir it, that the same color, the whole coffee has the same color from top to bottom. We know that liquids do spread evenly. So if you hold, let's say I have some liquid that was Belea Isser, 5 ounces of chicken soup that were Belea Isser from a trefa, there was a trefa chicken in the chicken soup. And it was Belea Isser, and I know that the chicken, there was only 1 ounce of trefa chicken. I take these 5 ounces of chicken soup, and now I put it into another liquid with which it mixes. All right, chicken soup doesn't mix with water. But I put this liquid into another liquid. I pour it into my vegetable soup. I want to give my vegetable soup some fleishig taste. Always gets me when my wife makes vegetable soup fleishig. It's not worth it to become fleishig just for a little bit, no? You don't have the same problems at home. I thought all married men have the same difficulties. So anyway, she puts some chicken soup into the vegetable soup. But you put it in lach balach. Now comes out a nafkamina between the Torah and the Rashba. According to the Torah, that it's a din that you say chaticha nas nevela. It's an iser. So those 5 ounces remain aser. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. If you hold chaticha nas nevela, it remains iser. You have all 5 ounces.
You have 300 ounces.
If you've been battled all 5 ounces.
If you've been battled all 5 ounces.
Yeah.
But if it's a liquid, you can't take it out. So why would you say it's also anymore?
If you hold like the Rashba, that it's a metzias. Here, it would spread evenly in the whole thing. And we would say that those first 5 ounces became heter. And that 1 ounce of iser is all that I have to be battled now. Because I know it became heter, because I know that it it dissipated in the whole pot.
If you're going to the Beis Yosef, we say that it's a Matzios, why according to Beis Yosef can we have a great taste for
meat? So this is a big kasha. So this, we haven't even started yet, but we're getting into the lumbus. This is a big raya to the Torah and the kasha and the Rashba. We know that we, the Rahalche HaRamah, we don't rely on a kfela. We don't rely on someone who tastes things. But in the time of the Gemara, they relied on it. In the time of the Rishayim, they relied on it. The Mei B'chaber appears from most places that he relied on it. So the question is, why don't you give it to a kfela to taste? Bishlam alay tetor, that it's a din. If it's a din, so he doesn't have to give it to a kfela. It's a din that if I have nevela that was belaya kazayis of iser, if I have kosher that was belaya kazayis of iser, that'll never become het. It's a din. So what's going to help to give it to a kfela? The din remains a din. But like the Rashba, that the Rashba himself, the Rashba holds it's a mitzius. So he needs a mitzius. Give it to a kfela, let him taste it. So this kasha bothered the Rashba so much that he wrote a letter to the Ramban asking the Ramban this question, why don't we give it to a kfela? Because that's sharing his own shita. That Rashba lived before the Torah. I don't know if he knew this, another mahalach. So he asked the question, he didn't ask it himself, he asked it on the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's an idea of Efshel Asaf Dayasim, which the Rashba understood to be a Metzias. So what does that mean? That means if I have a piece of meat, which was Beleya milk, and now the meat gets placed into a large pot of cholent or a piece of a pot of soup, and the shishim can get it. You remember Basav HaCholav? Because he holds on Tali Chatichan as the Bela, right? So the Rashba says, what's the Shaila? If this meat still has milk in it, give it to a guy, let the guy taste it. We rely on a kfela to taste things. Why not do it? Why not do that? So the Beis Yosef brings the Ramban's tshuva. The Ramban's letter that he answered the Rashba, it's printed in the Tshuva of Rashba. And he answered with the aside that we discussed when we talked about Naparnat. Let's review the aside and you'll see how the Ramban uses the aside. By Naparnat, we have a rule that Naparnat, the Isura, is Aser. Naparnat, the Atayra, is Mutter. What that means. let me explain that. Naparnat means you cook a part of a thing in either a fleishig pot. You cook spaghetti in a fleishig pot. That's called a naparnat dehetera. Because the bliya of meat went into the pot, the ben yaymai, and it went from the pot back into the spaghetti. That's called a naparnat dehetera. A naparnat, we call a tam kolosh. It's a very weak taste. That spaghetti, lechatchila, we don't mix it with cottage cheese because it has a bliya of flesh in it. But if that spaghetti was already mixed with cottage cheese, it's mutter. A naparnat is never osa b'di'evit. When you have a naparnat tehetera, it's never osa. If you cook spaghetti in a flesh of kapat, and later you put cottage cheese into the spaghetti, or if you cook it in milch of kapat, and later you put meatballs in the spaghetti, a naparnat tehetera is mutter because it's a tam kolosh. It doesn't give a chash of a tam. However, a naparnat isura, if you have a treifa pot and you cook spaghetti in a treifa pot, the spaghetti is treif. We say it's awesome. Why? I thought a bliya that goes into a pot and comes out again is a tam kolosh. It's a weak taste. The taste doesn't know if it's isra heter. The taste comes out the same whether the taste is the taste of kosher meat or treifa meat. It comes out the same. So why is it that a naparnat dehetera can never ask a b'di'evit? It's a weak taste. And a naparnat isura could aser. So we have a rule that once something has a shame iser on it, it's not enough to be maklish to tam, to give it or make it weak. A tam kolush, if it's heter, is bad. Once it has a shame iser, a tam kolush remains iser, remains aser. It's not a chazaka the metzias, even if we know metzias is a tam kolosh. An iser, once something is iser, you can't be matter it by being making it weak. The Ramban calls this ein hagala la'eichlin. You cannot take a food that's treif already and kasher it. You're going to put it in a pot and kasher it. It remains, a tab kolosh remains in it. And therefore, once it's iser, because this was balea iser earlier, and now it's thrown into another pot, it remains a tab kolosh. The Raj Bashita is it's a mitzias. Mitzias is that more taste remains in this piece than spreads. And since it's a mitzias, a tab kolosh, once it's iser, remains aser. And giving it to a kfeil is not going to help you, because that's the din of a tab kolosh. We had it one other place, at the moment I'm not remembering. In Aparnat, there was one other place we had this idea. That was, it's iser, a tab kolosh remains iser.
There was
a spaghetti, wasn't there? Where? The spaghetti in the pot. What b'liya came from the pot into the spaghetti? Trefa
b'liya.
So that trefa b'liya, what's the b'liya? Is a b'liya of iser. It now remains iser, even though it goes into the spaghetti with tam kolosh. Even though it goes in with a tam kolosh, it's aser. In the pot itself, it remains chashuv. And b'meila could ask it.
The Sheikh it. Ramban holds the also.
The Ramban holds like the Rashba as well.
Yeah,
we assume that most of the Rishonim hold like the Rashba.
Yeah.
The Ran also says Beferish like the Rashba. Although Rashi's Lashon is more mashma like the Rashi and the Gemara is, I think, more mashma like the Tor. If you learn the Gemara Pasha with Rashi and Taisus, it sounds like it's a din. But Al Kapanim, alright, so we bit off a lot in one shot. We'll learn it inside. But the Mechaber doesn't bring the Torah. He only brings he goes with the Mahalach of the Rashba. Again, there's a rule of Efshel L'Seich Dayasim. The Torah holds, it's a halacha, it's based on Chaticha Nasa Nevela, and it's a din that once it's Aser, you can't kasher. It's a halacha that you can't kasher. The Rashba says, no, if you get the Blias out, there'll be no problem. So the Yonavi will come and say they all went out, there'll be no problem. We assume the Mitzius that more taste remained in this piece than spread all over the place. And since there's more taste in this piece than what spread, therefore the piece remains Isser, Ein Hagala La'ichlin. Everyone agrees, bottom line, you can't kasher a piece of food. And that's the Yaitzah, that's what really comes out of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah paskins Chaticha Nas Nevel. We have very little nafkamina in this. You find very few tshuvas in Bnei Ashkenaz that talk about Chaticha Nas Nevel, that talk about Efshel Sarech Dayas. Because we are Chaticha Nas Nevel anyhow. And therefore, the piece is a Gofa Iser. However, there are a few nafkaminas, which Hashem, which we're going to discuss, and one major nafkamina, which we'll get to. Okay, what?
The shisha
negative piece. The piece remains issa, though.
I'm saying that. Yeah,
that piece remains issa. Yeah.
Is that the clue of Lach Balafashar, sir?
That's one nafkamina. Okay. So let's see. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch with this Agdama. The Rashba himself. The Rashba himself holds it's not totally an Asa Nevel Bashar Surim. He's, I don't know what he personally paskins, but he says, even if you hold Chaticha, you don't hold up Chaticha Nas Nevela, Efshel Sechta is still Asur. And that's why the Mechaber, who doesn't hold up Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Yisur, he still paskins Efshel Sechta is Asur. That Isur remains. Zat the Shulchan Aruch. It's all in one sif. Chaticha Shabala Isur Ve'im Bashishim Levatloi. A Chaticha was Balaya Isur. There was no Shishim to be Mevatl the Isur. And that piece became Aser. Shadafla l'kedera. And that piece now fell into another pot. Eina oiseres ela l'fichesh bin iser shabar. Legami, the rest of the pot, you only need shishim against the iser, not against the whole piece. Why? Because the mechaber has the whole chaticha nas nevela. So that kula stands like the mechaber. Again, I have my five kezesim of heter. Was belaya one kezias of iser. It fell into my chalent. The Mechaber says, I only need shishim against the one kezayis of Isser. So he doesn't hold chaticha nas nevela. He's interested because he's a Sfardi. He goes with the Mechaber. So what? The meat itself also be mitzdarif, yes. Shem yesh b'kedera, b'masha b'kedera, b'tzuref ima chaticha atzva, said the Feresh. If the whole pot, including that piece, has shishim kedeged isa b'lua ba, mutter masha b'kedera, the whole thing is mutter. Aval chaticha atzma asura, l'fisha isa shaba, einai niflat mimeno l'gamri. Now read the Gloshen. She isa shaba, einai niflat mimeno l'gamri. It's a mitzius. The issa that's in it does not come out. The Gra and Gimel says, after ein chaticha nas nevela b'shar isurim, be'efshel esaychta ein chilek. Even though there's no chaticha nas nevela by shar isurim, but nevertheless, time for a bigger one. The Gra says, even if you don't chaticha nas nevela, still be'efshel esaychta ein chilek. Kamash kasev aran. They're two totally separate concepts, the Gra says. What it says in the Gemara, so that he goes into. We're not learning the Gemara. But that's the Gra's explanation of the Mechaber and of the Rashba. And you see in brackets, it says Rashba, V'taisvis, V'rash, U'mardachai, Sefer Trumas, etc. The Ramah says, V'chein Iker. Now that Ramah, we're going to have to come back to. It's intriguing Ramah. He says, Chay Nikr, not like the Mechaber said earlier. So hopefully we'll remember to come back to it. Zak the Mechaber Vaita, Masha'enkeng, B'dover Hanivlav and Imuach. Masha'enkeng by something that melts, a liquid. I told you the Rajba is a Chumra and a Kula. It's a Chumra that even if you don't hold Chaticha Nas Nevela, Efshel Sefte is still Aser. But it's also a kula. What's the kula? Zatimach Shulchan Aruch. Mashayinke bedaber hanivla v'nimuach. Mashayinke is something that's liquid or that melts into something else. Shem nafal dam ukiyaitze by letech reitiv shel heter. For example, if blood fell into a gravy of heter or a soup of heter, va'asrai machmas miyutai, and it was enough to aser. Va'achakach disraba reitiv shel heter atchiyesh ba ben kula shishim b'vatal adam, and later. It was that fell into somebody that's more than shishim. Kulay mutter, shakal nivlav nisariv. It's all mutter because it all mixed evenly, and there's no chaticha nas nevela, and therefore there's nothing to aser. I mean, you really can't pick out that liquid anyway. But lamaisa in din, the whole thing is mutter because there b'mitzias it spreads. So this mechaber, once you understand the concept of eshel sachtei aser, is an easy mechaber. When we learned Kuvav, Pam told us to learn the first Prima Gadim on the Taz, which is sort of an introduction. And that Prima Gadim, he had a talent of writing things in a short Lashon. That's sort of the introduction we have, because you read the Shulchan Aruch, you don't know anything about the Torah. So he brings the Torah and the Rashba and Nafkaminis between them, all in the Prima Gadim on the first Taz. So this is all the Mechaber. You see here there's a long Taz. The Taz, you should know as a rule, the Taz went more as a pirish on the Tor than the Shach. This Taz is dealing with a Gemara, which you learn the Shulchan Aruch you're not familiar with. It's a long explanation of a Gemara. There's a Gemara by Chatichana, by Eshel Sachtei Aser in Chulin. It's a Gemara, I think it's Kufches, that talks about the Chal. The udder of an animal. A cow has an udder. The udder is where the milk is squeezed from. When you shuck the cow, the udder still has milk in it. And when you put that udder in a pot, it's basa mecholov, right? In Siman Tzadik, they are the halachas of kashering the udder. In most Yeridei Shirim, they skip Siman Tzadik because today we don't eat the udder. The udder, first of all, we shuck steer. We don't shuck the chlal cows. Cows are not shechted b'chlal because Americans are used to tender meat, which are bulls, which are all castrated bulls, a steer, and that's what we eat. The cows, they slaughter cows mostly for animal food, and not for food. So therefore, we never learned the hilchos chal. But the Gemara there talks about a chal that was cooked in a pot with other things, and the Gemara asks. So Gemara says you need shishim against the whole chal, and the chal itself counts as one of the shishim. So you only need 59 against the chal. because the kal itself counts as one. So the Gemara asks, is that so? Now we say the milk went out. In Cain, the Gemara says, if there's shishim in the first pot, and you take out the kal and you cook it in a second pot of food, the Gemara says it should be mutter. It was already kosher in the first one. So the Gemara says, Kishavya shavye nevela. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Kvar shavye nevela. The chal is already shavye nevela. So the Taz explains that the Rashba and Torah are arguing what those words mean. The Torah learns, Kvar shavye nevela, chaticha nas nevela. The udder already became osur in the first pat, and therefore it can't become heta later. And the Rashba learns, Kvar shavye nevela, the mitzius, it has more milk than everything else, and therefore the it's awesome. That's basically this long Taz, what most, at least the first three quarters of the Taz, what he's talking about. So this halacha is basically an easy halacha. Let's go into Ramah, and then we'll get to a possible nafkamina for us. Ulafima shenayegin loyimer b'chol isurin, chaticha nas neveima. Zak to Ramah, according to our minig, that we say chaticha das nevela by shari surim, ein chilek be davalach le davayavish. The way we paskin, this all doesn't matter, because we paskin chaticha das nevela even by a davalach, and therefore when a piece of nevela is in chicken soup and it asks it, the whole chicken soup is iser. You need shishim against the whole chicken soup, and when it falls into a second soup, you take the chicken soup, put it into a vegetable soup, you need shishim against everything you put in. So he says there really is no difference. Ela linyan zeh. Dimanesa kvaru dova yavesh. V'yesh bo shishim kenegdoi. If the nesar is a dova yavesh, that has shishim kenegdoi yisr. Hachaticha ha-neseres tchila nisheres bi-isura. V'atzarech la-hasira misham. Im makira. V'im eino makira b'teila im eino chaticha re-mizchadi. He says you have to know Epshil Slech Dayasim. Lididan, we don't really have to know it. Except to know when there is Shishim. When you have a piece of Isser, a heter that was Belaya Isser, and you put it into another pot, and there is Shishim. So you might think you don't have to take out that piece. It's now heter. So for this, you have to know that it remains Asr, unless it's a Chaticha Aroy L'Schabed, which is very Shver, because we don't paskin. The Rambam himself says, you don't only say chaticha roi l'schabed if the gufa iser is roi l'schabed. Not if the blia is iser and the piece is heter. We said we don't say that the blia is a. We don't say chaticha roi l'schabed. Right, so let's say I have a steak, a kosher steak. And that steak is beleya from nevela. So it's not a nevela. That steak, we don't hold as chaticha roi l'schabed. If it gets mixed with other steaks, and I don't recognize it, it's bottle. So that steak is not chaticha roi l'schabed. Why? Because the blia shabai is not roi l'schabed. On an issa b'lua, the Ramah himself said earlier.
An issa b'lua is not roi l'schabed.
Right.
But once it came to the
steaks, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says, if this is the blia, so then there's no din of chaticha roi l'schabed. That was the night of Yehuda with his krepluch. The krepluch where they cooked, there are two versions. Let's say it was milcha krepluch in a fleishig pan. So the cheese became nasa nevela, gufa yisr. So he said that the krepluch had not chaticha roi l'schabed. Even though a krepluch, once upon a time, was chaticha roi l'schabed. But he says, what's roi l'schabed? The whole krepluch with the dough. The gufa yisr is only the cheese inside. If you pulled out the cheese, it wouldn't be roi l'schabed. Aye, the dough is an issa b'lua, and an issa b'lua, you don't say chaticha roi l'schabed. So Prima Gadim asks here in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch, that this Ramah, why did the Ramah say chaticha roi l'schabed? It's l'chare, has nothing to do with the chaticha roi l'schabed. But that's, like I say, it's a side
prad. Anything that's not
bottled. What?
He just meant anything that's not
bottled. I'm sorry, the shach is the kasha, shach dalet is the kasha. It made a chaticha l'schabed. The chayyim mash with the koyah shari surim. The asik bay the kasha. It can't fill yeh chaticha l'schabed b'teila. Kiven de'ni surim machmatzatzma. It's not awesome because of itself. Because there's bar reisimikof aleph. So he says that that shver b'tzarch leima. The hemshich lashon harav. You have to answer. The rav is saying kachu. Ulfisha ma'ashadai gelayim b'chol isur chaticha das neveila. Okay, kol isurim dina shava lo basa b'chalav. Loi lo mechilik peinem, lo ninyach v'yavish. Rak le'in. Im an esek varu dova yavish, yishish kedeg doi. Oz bein b'basa b'chalav, bein b'shari surim, chaticha nerser, tchil l'sheres b'isura. Tzarch l'asira b'shami makira. V'meina makira b'teila, filu b'basa b'chalav. And then, imeina roi l'schabi. So the main right of schabi is going up basa b'chalav. Then if a steak is belay a milk, that's different. Then the steak is the kufi yisr. Then it's a chatecha roi l'schabi. So the Shema mentioned this for a case of basa b'chalav. Back to the Ramah.
What does that mean? What's that concept mean?
What?
It's not worthy, it's nothing special or anything like that.
Yeah, a steak is a chatecha roi l'schabed. You would give it to a guest. If a person has an apple that's belay eser, that's not a chatecha roi l'schabed, so therefore it's bottle b'rayv, yavish b'yavish, and b'lach shisha. I said that there's a nafkamina l'didan, and there is a nafkamina l'didan. For us, it would be a nafkamina in this Rajba. It would be a nafkamina by what something is by Leia Heter. If something, let's say, I have a chicken soup, and I remove from the chicken soup a carrot. That carrot is really fleshic. If I'm going to take that carrot and eat it, I have to wait 6 hours. It's a tafshel shel basar. I have to wait 6 hours. Let's say I wipe off the carrot. There's no actual chicken soup on it.
Ashkenazim.
Yeah. So I have to wait the 6 hours for this carrot. Now, what happens, let's think, if this carrot now gets placed into my vegetable soup? It gets placed into the vegetable soup, and there's plenty, there's more than shishim kenegin, the whole carrot. What happens now? Well, let's see. Chaticha nas nevela, nashayach here. There's no chaticha nas nevela on heter. No chaticha nas nevela on heter. So the carrot is not nas nevela. So therefore, the shishim, the rest of the soup, I certainly don't have to wait 6 hours. Even a piece of meat fell in, I have to wait 6 hours. What happens if I ate that carrot? I asked my wife, was the vegetable soup fleshic? I'd like to have a coffee. She says, well, I put in a carrot from the soup. I say, well, is that the carrot you served me? If she didn't serve me that carrot, I'm okay. She says, yeah, I served you that carrot. I say, why'd you serve me that carrot? For one little carrot, I can't have a coffee. So, l'chayra, I have to wait 6 hours. Zakt, the shach and the taz, but you're not going to find the shach and taz anywhere in Hilchos Taruvis. You will find it in the Gilyam Rashah, which I'll leave with you in a minute. The Gilyam Rashah of Shleimegis says, let's think about this. Bashkofa Rishayna, it's a problem. We pass like the Rajba. The Rajba says it's a Mitzias, that carrot retains more taste than everything else. L'chayra, I have to wait 6 hours. But that's only if you don't know the Ramban's Truva to the Rajba. The Ramban asked the Rajba Shaila. He said, why can't I go now and taste the carrot? And if I don't taste any taste of meat in the carrot, then it should be mutter. So the Ramban answered that in Achinami, if it doesn't taste like meat, it's a pack of mutter. But we have this rule that once it's Isser, a Tam Kolush doesn't help by Isser. Ah, but this was not Isser. This was Heter. So let's see the Gilyam Arshah, you have to turn the page for the end of it. The Gilyam Arshah is at the very bottom of this page. Aba chaticha asma asura. Aba chaticha shabala basa. V'nafla l'cholav. Gam oisa chaticha asma muteres. He says that piece itself will be mutter. Shach b'shem aram lublin. Simit sadik dal sivkot and gimel. V'tah sadik vav sivkot and hay. So let's see the Shach B'Shem Raram. He says that by Heter, this rule doesn't apply. Now, the Shach is not on this page. The Shach is the Simit Sadik Dalit, Sivkot and Gimel. Let's see how the Shach says it. What? Chaf Gimel.
All right. So it's Sifkat and Chav Gimel. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, you could correct it. Sifkat and Chav Gimel. He's saying on the Shulchan Aruch, Asa lafuke bitzalim. If you have onion, shayabalu and kula mechalav shabalu, shayabalu and kula mechalav, dabalei chalav, shabalu achakach basar, dloisagi b'shishim neged abasar. Because of Chuas Maram Lublin. If the shishim keneged the meat that's absorbed in the onion or the carrot, oz af a batzel mutter, then the batzel itself is mutter. Af a pishul ay nimchav in the smayich, even though it didn't melt into it, it's not lach balach. Vein tzarach lafrisha. Avol, chatchua, batzel, basak, and shalisser, then he says it's a different thing. So he says even a bigger chiddush than what I said. He says if the carrot went into milk, it would still be mutter. Even if the carrot went into milk and it spread, it would still be mutter. And let me buy that the carrot itself doesn't remain flesh. So this is the one sort of nafkamina that we have, a kula that we have from this din. What?
Why is that the case?
Because we say that it does spread, only a tam kolish remains. And unless a kfela is going to touch it, see, the Maram is really saying more than the Rambam. The Rashbi asks, why is the kfela tasted? Ram Lublin is saying you could assume it spread, and it remains.
How does that
breathe? Because we're saying that Eina Gola Loichlin doesn't mean the bliya doesn't come out. The bliya zikha goes out, it just doesn't go out totally. The Ramban is saying that only a tam kolish remains. And that time Tom Kolish, if it's heter, is Batel Mishishim.
What we normally say is that the Tom Kolish comes out, not that the Tom Kolish remains. You have a pot.
No, it has a Tom Chazok.
You have a pot, a flashing pot, and then you cook milk in it.
Okay, this is the Chiddush of the Ramban. And I want to ask if Beis, I just want to tell you there's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Mr. Shem, when you're learning the Sola Sugya Mesechtes Chulin, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tremendous Chiddush. Not like most of the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. He says that the Rashba agrees with the Torah. That Eshel Seichtai Aser is a din. He just holds that even if you hold Eshel Seichtai Mutter, there's still, the Badi Avi Seichtai Mutter, there's still a Metzias that it stays in longer, and you have to be Mevara that it didn't stay in. He makes a whole dray in the Gemara, which normally Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, he could have his shita, but it's not like the Shach, like everybody. But in our Rashba's Achulin, it says Beferes like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So an interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger, but it has nothing to do with Halacha L'maaseh. It's also
one thing we're using for. So what comes in the case of the carrot? The carrot went into the fish, the carrot went into the pot, and it was shushim against it. Said there would be mutter, and eat the carrot.
You eat the carrot, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Let's learn Sif Beis, a very practical halacha, practical advice. Chaticha sheyesh by chaylev, that's chaylev nacholav, shenispashla b'kedera, if you have a piece that has chaylev attached to it, and it's cooked in a pot sheyesh by shishin, levatala chaylev, sarech li zayr, be careful, shalo yasir shum dava me'akedera ba'ayt chaticha se'isa b'saycha, v'chashina shemetishayr ba'achrayna. You have to be very careful. If you're cooking, this comes up with a fly in the soup. Very few people call it a shayla without now treifis, that's batel b'shishim. Let's say you have a fly that's floating in the hot chicken soup. What do? Your instinct is, you get it out right away. Your instinct is to get it out right away. But think for a minute. If you're going to take it out right away, you have to be very careful. Let's say I take a spoon and I fish out the fly. Now, the spoon is going to become treif from the fly. What?
We have a fly.
We're makbid that it's not pogum. Right? The things that we're makbid on in Kuf
Dalet.
We're makbid on certain things that are, unless we have a Kabbalah, that's pogum. I think Zvuv is one of the things, right? It's one of the things that we don't have a Kabbalah. At any rate, I think when I mentioned last time, people told me that there are Mexicans or somebody who eat these things. Ants, right? At any rate, so Zakta Mechaber, don't pull it out right away. Because even let's say you're going to take out the heter. What's going to happen? You're going to spoon out the heter.
can remain in the pot less than shishim. So zok the mechaber zok lizar shel yasa shum davar me'akteira by chatichas esa b'saicha. The chashin shemit teshoy ba'achrayin abishah shein b'akteira shishim levat alachelav. It'll stay there. You'll take out the heter and the lasser. So first, the Chavis says, don't take out the rest of the contents, because then it'll remain. Gamlo yetzienu tchila. Also, don't take it out first. Shechelav shabai yeser oisa. The chelav will lasser the piece itself. Umatakanta yanichenu achetasan akadera. Wait until it cools, and when it cools, then you take out the fly, you take out the yeser, and it's mutar. Ufima de kaimalon chaticha nas nevela. We pass the chaticha is nas nevela. Meiser achaticha asura mishav bashar mutar. If you can get the piece out, the first thing you say, not with a spoon, you take a kisum, you take a piece of a toothpick, and you peer, you can't do that with a fly, but the piece of meat, you stab it, you pull it out, so then you get the Yisra out, you try to get it out as soon as you can.
But
if it's a ladle or shishim, then you can do it. If you have shishim, can I get the fly? Then a person can do it. So this is very practical advice of what a person has to do. And I will tell you, one of the issues with this sif basically, except for the kula of the carrot and the soup, since we pass kenas and nevela, there's very little chiddush halacha lemaisa in this sif. We know ein agol aleichlin. Everyone has to know you can't kasher a piece of food. You put it in the shishim, the piece of food stays in sif. There is a problem with the mechaber and a problem with the ramah. The Mechaber of Basa B'chalav paskins Efshel L'Seich Dei Mutter. In Simin Tzadik Beis, which the Ramah said, Loi Kamay Shekhasav Leil Simin Tzadik Beis, the Ramah in Simin Tzadik Beis paskins Efshel L'Seich Dei, the Mechaber in Simin Tzadik Beis said that if a piece is Batal B'Shishim, Afa Chaticha Mutter. And it's a Pella, and everybody struggles to try to answer it until the Aruch HaShulchan says, all the Terutzim are Adaychik. And there the Mechaber was going to Lashon HaTor, so he hopped on the Lashon HaTor, there it's a case like the Torah, it's Mutter, and he is passing like the Rajba. It's a problem. In the crazy place, he has a Teretz, which, again, it's Lom Dis Nat Negei Al HaLach. The Shachat HaZ also has to see. The second thing is, if you look at the Ramah on the first page, it's a plea. In the first Ramah, after the Rajba, all the Maram HaKaibis, the Ramah says, V'chein Iker. This is the way we paskin. That's the first Ramah. We paskin Efshel L'Seich Dei Yaseh. Then the second Ramah says, since we paskin Chaticha Nas, Nas in the Veil, there's no Nafkamina in all this. Who cares? So if you don't care, because you paskin Chaticha Nas Veil anyway, what are you telling me? The Chayin Iker. The Prima Gaz Matrimon. What are you telling me? The Chayin Iker. So what?
Is that,
it's Basel B'Shishim. It remains Aser. But we all it remains us because Chaticha Nas Nevela anyway.
Is that for sure the Ramah so, the first one?
So you can say that we have a rule that not all parentheses are the Ramah, but the Prima Gadim, who apparently you knew, is the Stira. So Prima Gadim, when his godless, goes to find a case, he has a case of a Dov Shei Shematirin. Well, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. Sounds by Leah from a Dov Shei Shematirin. It's less than a 60th. It's still awesome. Why is it also Dov Shei Shematirin? You might as well wait. It's Shabbos. It's also on Shabbos. But on Sunday, why should you eat it once it's Batal B'Shishim? So there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. So there he's saying that'll be an Afkamina if you hold Efshel L'Seich Dei Yaseh. Very strange to say to Ramah for such a far-fetched Afkamina, said the Chayin Iker. So Akoponim, it's a Kasha of the Ramah. But yeah, Shayia, the Ikadinim of Chaticha of Efshel L'Seich Dei Yaseh, we've learned. Yitz Hashem, next week we get to Simen Kuf Zayin.